Hello there, my friends. Welcome back. It is another great opportunity for you and I to pray together here on The Morning Mindset. If you're joining us for the first time for one of these Pray Together episodes, I pray you're really blessed by this. I pray that you will understand that the King of Heaven, Jesus Christ, has not only encouraged us, but commanded us to bring our requests before Him. We have such a great privilege, such a great honor to pray according to His will and in His name, and He will take those requests to the Father, the Ancient of Days, Yahweh our God, and He takes action based on the faithful prayers of His people and according to His sovereign will. So friends, I welcome you. I'm so glad that you are here. If you have a request you would like to have included on a future episode, these typically come out on Fridays. You can get them in by Thursday around noon, the day before, and they typically will make it on that week's episode. You can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer. There's a form there we ask you to complete, and we will include your request on the next episode. Okay, friends, let's prepare our hearts to go before the King of Kings with confidence, because He has done everything needed for our prayers to be acceptable to the Father. Lord Jesus, we are so grateful for Your actions, Your works that have been done to give us access to the King of Kings, our Father, our Lord and Savior, to Your Father, the King, the Great King, the Mighty Ancient of Days, as the Old Testament refers to Him many times. He is our Father as well as Yours. Thank You for bringing us into His presence today. We begin with a request from our sister Karen. She is writing to us from the United States, and Lord, she is asking that You would help her to grow spiritually and that You would increase her faith in You. God, I just can't imagine how much this delights Your heart. You want people to see You as the glorious God that You are. You want Your children to be in love with You, delighting in You, not because you're an egomaniac, but because You are the greatest being who exists. And it is our good, it is our great pleasure and our great delight to know You, to follow hard after You. And so, Lord, I pray for our sister Karen here that she will be growing spiritually day by day through the reading of Your word, through Your Spirit, ministering in her heart to grow her, to grant her wisdom, to give her insight into the meaning of Your word and how to apply it in her life, Lord. I pray that You would teach her how to trust You, increase her faith as she asks, Lord. I pray that You would give her that opportunity to know You deeply and to know You as only a daughter can know a father and as a father can know a daughter, Lord. She asks as well that we pray for her to find a part-time job where she is actually helping people and she feels like there is a purpose to it. Father, I don't believe this desire is coming out of nowhere. I think You have created in her this desire, which to me means You have also appointed a place for her to go and to serve and to be involved in the lives of people. So, Lord, I'm asking You to open her eyes as You've opened her heart and also open the door of opportunity. Father, maybe there's someone she'll have a conversation with today or tomorrow or the next day who will know somebody who knows somebody who has this opportunity. Father, we don't know how You're going to work, but we know that You will work. And we're trusting You to do that because You are our great King. Do this for Your daughter, Karen, Lord. Give her enthusiasm and excitement and the faith to believe You that You're going to provide for her not only a means of some income for herself and a sense of purpose, but Lord, You're going to provide her a way to serve You by serving others and by giving of herself as Jesus, You gave of Yourself. So Lord, help Karen to be patient in the process, to trust You for the timing, and to see Your hand all over the opportunity that You bring her way. Our sister Helen writes to us from the United States about a situation that's happened at her work. She's been working in a doctor's office for over 6 years and has been in this office faithfully, loyally serving for quite some time. But she feels that when she has concerns, they're being dismissed, that people are not being held accountable. And she doesn't make it very clear what that situation is, if it's indiscretions or if it's just lack of diligence in the workplace. Father, I pray that You would give Helen wisdom to know how to handle this situation, that you would lead her in understanding her role as your daughter in ministering to those who are there in the office. Maybe she is supposed to be a source of challenge or exhortation for them. Or maybe she's to be a long-suffering demonstration of your great patience as you call us to yourself, and we take years and sometimes months and sometimes decades to know your voice and to recognize that you are graciously calling us to yourself. So Lord, give her the ability to know her role in this. She also is asking that we pray whether she should be switching fields and moving into a different career altogether and seeking more education. So Lord, I understand her frustration, and I understand that you may have a different plan for her. So Lord, I'm asking you to guide Helen to be very clear and very specific, engaging with her on a heart level, on a soul level, through your word, through the counsel of wise others in her life, Lord. I ask that you would lead your dear daughter, Helen, to know exactly what it is you're asking her to do. Our brother Hunter writes to us also from the United States, asking us to pray regarding a meaningful relationship. He is seeking that woman that you have appointed for him. So Father, I am asking you to do this in Hunter's life, to lead him into a place of just deep connection with a godly woman, someone who you have appointed to be his helpmate, that you've appointed to be the complement to the calling you've placed in his life. And Lord, that you would enable him during this time that he's waiting, during this time that he's hoping and praying and seeking, that you would enable him to know the steps he should be taking to grow more into the likeness of the man who the kind of woman he wants would want to be married to and would want to date. Father, I'm asking you to do that, both in his life and in her life, whatever's going on in her life right now, in Jesus' name. Lord, we have an anonymous request from a sister, also writing from the United States. She is praying for us to come against spiritual strongholds and powers that may be existing in the lives of two people, Carlos and his wife Regina, and their family. Carlos has had both of his lungs replaced due to a hereditary disease, and he also was recently in the hospital due to some infection, resulting in removing a majority of his colon. Lord, it sounds to me like he's had just a very rough time, physically speaking, Lord. And I pray that you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, would come into this situation in a healing way. You would bring healing to Carlos. You would bring stability and strength to Carlos and Regina together. That you would provide for them a great sense of your presence and a increase in their faith, whatever level of faith they're at, from no faith all the way to great faith, Lord, that you would strengthen them. You'd take them the next step through these situations. And Lord, that you would show yourself to be faithful and powerful, Lord. I ask that you would enable a recovery that just astounds the physicians, and that you would provide, through the great work of your Spirit, evidence to your existence and evidence to your hand moving in human history, that all of our skepticism and doubts as human beings would be banished through the unmistakable evidence of your presence in this circumstance. Lord, I'm asking in Jesus' name that you would do this. Our sister Ray comes to us also writing from the United States, and she is asking us to pray for her as she has an ongoing battle with anxiety and panic attacks when she leaves her home. And coming up on Friday, that sounds like today, she has a dental appointment. So Lord, I'm asking you to give her peace, to give her a sense of confidence that you are with her. And Lord, remind Ray the truth of your word, that peace is not necessarily or always a feeling, but rather it is a knowing. It is knowing that you are with her. It is knowing that you are for her. Is knowing that you have everything under control, and that whatever is driving her anxiety and her fear and the manifestation of it in panic attacks, that is not of you, Lord. You are the God of peace. You are the God of confidence and comfort. You are the God who comes alongside your people as they are in places of need and brings them to a higher place of experience with you. And so, Lord, I'm asking that you would enable Ray to miraculously walk in faith today. You would give her wisdom and peace. You would enable her to be strong and to be moving forward in the strength that you provide, because you are real and you are present in her life. And Lord, I also pray for her regarding these requests that she mentions too for her family. She mentions that her husband and her children need to come to saving faith. And so, Lord, I ask that this work that you're beginning to do in her life, in Ray's life, as she's seeking to overcome anxiety, would become an evidence to her husband and to her children of the transforming power of the God she serves, that she will be a demonstration, that the transformation in her life would give them reason to be curious about what has happened in her life, what is taking place, and who is causing these changes to come about, and that they would see it as you, Jesus, her King and her God, and that they would fall in humble submission before you, ready to give their lives to you, to see that you are a God, you are a King worthy of being served, one to whom bowing the knee is appropriate, and that they would do so, Lord, in your good timing and through the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. We're asking you to do so in Jesus' name. Father, our brother Theo writes to us from the nation of Canada, and he is asking us to pray regarding a child, Ethan, who is 10 years old. He is the only child in his family, and he has some sort of a physical situation that the doctors do not understand. They don't know what's going on with him. They have considered removing his colon, but have decided against that. And he's been sent home with lots of medications. And Lord, I just feel for this family. I feel for Ethan. I know that this confusion about this physical malady that he's facing must be just a terrible thing to have to endure. Father, I believe that in his case, there are likely nutritional issues that need to be addressed. I pray you'd give them the right resources, the right people with the right knowledge who would understand what his symptoms are demonstrating about what's going wrong in his body. And if there's some sort of nutrition that he needs, Lord, you would make that available and you would make it evident to them. You give them the opportunity to treat this themselves and not be at the mercy of the experimentation of the medical world. And Lord, I'm not opposed to the medical world. I know many times you heal through the medical practice, but Father, I know too, we human beings are just limited in our knowledge. We try what we think is going to be best, and it doesn't always turn out for the best. Sometimes it even causes more problem. I pray that you would guide Ethan's family to know the best way forward, and that you would demonstrate yourself to be a caring and loving God in the midst of this circumstance for their good and for your glory, Lord. I'm asking you to do this. We have a sister in Christ writing to us from the United States anonymously, who is asking us to pray regarding her son who is in the Marines, and he has asked her and his brother to move closer to where he is. Lord, I understand this desire for family to be together, and I understand wanting parents nearby so that we can watch over them and care for them at different stages in their lives. And Lord, I just love what I hear of this family dynamic and the desire they have to be together. But the mother here who is writing says that she has lots of worries and doubts about moving, about the situation. She feels like it would require her to be further from her family, further from other family members, that she's not really sure that's the best idea. Father, I just pray that you would give them the wisdom to know what is to be done here. Give this dear sister a sense of your direction, enable her to press into you, press into your word, that she would be able to know if this move that's being suggested is the right thing. Lord, she says she needs spiritual guidance. She has rededicated her life to the Lord. She wants to do the right thing. She wants to know you are guiding her. So Lord, show her, first of all, how to put herself in humility under the umbrella of your sovereignty. She's there already in a practical sense, but Lord, in our heart, in our will, we need to submit to you, and we need to put ourselves in a place of being willing to do anything you call us to do, even if it's scary, even if it's an unsettling thing, even if it's something we don't see how it's going to work itself out. If you call us to it, you are calling us into something good, something glorious, something that's for our good and for your glory. And so, Lord, I'm asking you to guide this to your sister into the steps of being under your authority in a way that gives her the ability to hear your voice, to follow your leadership, and to do so with obedience and faith. So Lord, I'm asking you, as she says, to give her spiritual guidance, to do it in those means and in those methods, Lord, that which you will bless. Lord, guide her faithfully. In your great name we pray. And Lord, I come here at the end of this episode with a few requests of my own. My friend Jason continues to recover from not only his heart transplant, but the amputations he had to have in hands and feet. He's home from the recovery hospital, and he is now back with his family. Praise you for that, Lord. Praise you. He was there in time for Good Friday and for Easter, and he was able to celebrate his son's birthday. I just praise you for being so good and so generous and so kind to provide him not only these medical miracles, truly, that have happened, but Lord, as you also are restoring him to his family and giving him the opportunity to be both ministered to by them and they can be ministered to by him. I pray you give him vision for his role in the home now that he's home. Lord, I know his life looks a lot different than it was before. His capacity and his ability and his body's, there's the toil that's happened on his body. The toil that's been taken on his body, the toll rather, that's been taken on his body, Lord, is deep and it's heavy and it's going to be a long time of recovery. I pray, Father, that you, by your grace and mercy, would accelerate his healing. You would heal his hands and feet. You would heal his body from all the wounds that had to do with his surgeries. That you would give him strength. You would give him nutritional excellence. You would give him the ability to thrive in this new life. And that he literally has a new heart beating inside his chest, a new heart to him, Lord, you would give him also a new heart for your purpose in his life. You give him a vision and a desire and a zeal with which to pursue what you're putting on his heart to do. And Lord, that he would not too quickly set his vision outside his home. But Lord, that you would raise up in him a strong and powerful vision for what his role within the walls of his home looks like. He's homebound a lot. I know it's hard for him to get around right now. Lord, give him vision for how he can be a blessing to his wife. He can be a blessing to his children. He can be a blessing to his caregivers. He can be a voice of encouragement, gentle and faithful love. He can be a voice of grace and empowerment and strength. And he can most of all be a testament of your great presence in his life. Lord Jesus, draw close to Jason. Give him insight and wisdom about how you're leading him and what you're doing in his own soul so that he can then share that with humility and grace and wisdom in the lives of his family, Lord. And that can be the beginning of this new season, this new life that you've given him, Lord. I pray you would continue to encourage his heart, continue to strengthen his faith, continue to give Jason what he needs as he presses forward in your name and for your name's sake. Lord, I pray for every Morning Mindset listener. I know some people listen daily. Some people listen when they can. Some people will wait and catch up to a bunch of them at once. Lord, I know that there's many ways in which you get the Morning Mindset out to people. And I'm praying, first of all, Lord, you would bless those who are listening through the truth of your word that's shared every day. And give me wisdom as I share that word. Enable me to make no mistakes in the interpretation of your word and then in the application of your word. Lord, I ask you to give great insight and understanding and wisdom to the people who are hearing, that they will see the truth of your word in your word as we walk through it together every day. And Holy Spirit, do your great work of conviction and transformation and leading in your people as they hear your word. Enable us to together move forward in our faith, thereby strengthening the entirety of what you're doing through your people across the globe. And Lord, that your kingdom would be magnified and amplified, that it would come into fruition here on the planet, as you've instructed us to pray, your kingdom come and your will be done on earth tangibly in this world as it is now in heaven. Lord, we're asking you to move in mighty ways in our generation. The prospects look bleak. The situation we're in seems hopeless in many ways because of the way our culture has spun out of control with ridiculous notions and with sinful pagan sort of approaches to life. And Lord, I'm asking you to once again do the miracles that only you can do, to show yourself mighty, to transform not just nations, but people groups, to transform the world through the power of your Spirit, and to do so through the individuals who are being touched in the morning mindset, at least in part, Father. Do your great work. We're not here to dictate to you what you should do, but we are pleading with you from our heart, Lord, to magnify your name, to make yourself exalted, and to make yourself known throughout the nations, and to use the Morning Mindset listeners to be a part of that, Lord, in significant ways, we're asking in Jesus' name. And Lord, I thank you also for the opportunities I've been having to have conversations with churches that are considering me for the role of their lead pastor. My first interview with one church was just last evening, Lord, and I feel it went really well. I know that you were with me. I know that you were guiding me in my responses. I trusted you before we even picked up the call to abide in me and that I could abide in you, Lord. And I just trust that that's what you did. I'm asking you, Lord, to be working in the hearts of those 9 committee members now, that you would guide them in their assessment, not just of me, but of all the other candidates. And Lord, that you would draw near to each of them, you would draw them near to yourself, that they as a unit can be unified and just powerfully connected to your will in this circumstance, Lord. They have some very exciting things going on at their church. They need just the right leader. They need just the right appointment from you, Lord, and I know you're going to do that. As I look forward to another interview that's tentatively scheduled on the 18th of this month, that one supposedly at this point is going to be in person. I'm excited about that. But Lord, I also just know what you're doing in that church and in that situation is a different sort of situation than this previous one, and that maybe I'm a good fit here, Lord. I ask that through the conversations you would reveal, you would show, you would demonstrate your great work, both in my life and in the life of this church, and that you would show if there's a uniting and a synergy there. And Father, if there's some opportunity I'm not aware of that is the place you are appointing me to, I ask you to open those doors and to move us forward. We have some circumstances coming up in our lives, Lord, that we know you're working, we know you've led us into, but nevertheless, we need provision soon, quickly. We need your help. So Lord, we're asking you to guide and to lead us over this next month as we engage in these conversations and as we are carrying out step by step the things that you've provided for us to do. We're asking you to do these things in Jesus' name, Lord. And we pray that as we finish up this episode, Lord, you would answer each of these requests according to your holy and divine will. It's your good name that we want lifted high, Lord. Do your work. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my friends, thank you for joining me for another Pray Together episode. This one was a bit shorter than some, but hey, that's how it goes some weeks. I'm thankful we were able to lift up these requests. If you have a request or a praise you would like to share with the Morning Mindset family, where God has answered a prayer or he's done something miraculous in your life, we would love to hear that. I especially love hearing those miracle stories, the things that just had no explanation, and then God did what only God can do. I want to hear those. I want to share those with the Morning Mindset family. So if you have a request or a story like that you would like to share, please go to morningmindsetmedia.com/prayer and complete the short form that you find there. You'll also find the link for that website page in the description for this episode. So use your podcast app and swipe right or left and go there and submit your request. Thanks, brothers and sisters. I will talk to you again next week. Let's pray together next Friday. And my dear brothers and sisters, if you find value from what you receive from the Morning Mindset, I ask you to prayerfully consider becoming a monthly partner with us. Your gift for as little as $5 a month can help us to continue doing the things that we're doing and even add additional ministries as the Lord leads us. You can go to morningmindsetmedia.com/support to find out more about how you can do that. That link will also be in the description of this episode.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.